Hey everyone, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So I want to talk about how playful distractions at work can sometimes pay off big time. Dutch researchers conducted a series of experiments to determine whether it's better to think long and hard about a challenge that requires a difficult decision, or they wanted to know, is it better to distract yourself by doing something else? The results overwhelmingly showed that when faced with less complex decisions, conscious thinking about the alternatives and options produced the best results. But when faced with a more complex choice, say choosing between models of cars when presented with 12 features in each car, distraction definitely led to better decisions. 3 times better, in fact. The reason unconscious thinking is thought to be better at seeing the big picture and processing large pieces of information simultaneously. Other studies have shown that when people are distracted, say with a word scramble game before a creative exercise, the distracted teams come up with more creative solutions than the teams who thought consciously about the challenge beforehand. Distracted thinking simply leads to more lateral thinking and unusual associations being made, and that, of course, helps creatively. This is likely why Steve Jobs and Beethoven realized tremendous benefits from taking long walks, why Aaron Sorkin, the creator of The West Wing, and Woody Allen take frequent showers. Not together, but, you know, they take showers. And why Albert Einstein often turned to his violin when he got into a mental jam. So whether you need to shake out the old cobwebs or leap over a creative roadblock, take a break to do something completely unrelated to the task at hand. It can help big time. And if you want to make better decisions and generate more creative ideas, definitely don't discount the importance of taking 5 minutes to play before your next meeting. Now my fun at work tip. The software company HubSpot uses a creative approach, and I love this idea, to encourage employees to get to know each other better. Lunch roulette. Every employee in the company, including senior managers, submit their names into a draw, and then randomly picked employees get a free lunch on the company. It's a simple and fun way to facilitate connections with the hopes of strengthening relationships across different teams and encouraging innovation through random connections. And now the deep thought of the week. I don't know what the source of this quote is, but I like it. You know, we have enough youth. How about a fountain of smart? And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here are some wacky laws that are still, believe it or not, on the books. For example, in Texas, it is illegal to sell your eyeballs. Bingo games cannot last more than 5 hours in North Carolina. In Washington State, it is illegal to harass Bigfoot. In Quitman, Georgia, chickens are not allowed to cross the road. So don't even ask why. And in Gainesville, Georgia, you must eat fried chicken only using your hands. Which begs the question, what's the alternative? Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And if you haven't checked it out, my brand new book, The Humor Advantage, is out and for sale. Ebook version, hardcover version, check it out, thehumoradvantage.com.